Now, Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin, Kerry Deputy, was announced yesterday as the party's new justice spokesperson in a rearrangement and a development of the party's front bench. I spoke to him shortly before coming in here this morning. First of all, I asked him, was it a promotion he'd been looking for within the party?
No, it wasn't, but I had been on the Justice Committee since the committees were organised in around July of 2020, and I had worked with Martin Kenny and his team over the past nearly 3 years. So I suppose I was kind of like the water carrier for the last while, but getting used to the system, getting used to the various bits of legislation that were going through. But I was told that I was going to get the post last week, so I'm delighted to accept it, and it's very exciting. There's a good team, both within the legal kind of a team within the party and within Leinster House, and in general, there's a good and exciting team, I think, ready to fight the next election, a good front bench team there. So I'm looking forward to getting stuck into the portfolio. And it's a post, I suppose, that obviously I studied law in college, and I worked as a solicitor for a few years, and I'm very interested in it. And over the past few years, we've had various meetings with guards, with prison officers, various lobby groups, and in relation to the justice sphere. So I'm excited to getting stuck into that again, and continuing to meet more groups and confront some of the delays that the problems that there are within the system.
And what do you see as the major issues within justice that need to be addressed?
Well, no more than in Kerry, in the higher courts in particular, there are delays in the court system around the state. You have massive delays in the Circuit Court in Dublin and up along County Louth in particular. But around the country, so that's one thing that has to be addressed. The issue of Garda resources, Garda numbers. In Kerry, we often get complaints that there aren't enough guards on the street in general, but also in particular maybe in the more touristy towns at the weekends at night. Garda resources, we hear, are stretched, and we are hearing that from Gardaí and from members of the public. Communities around need to feel safe, and they want to be supported by Gardaí and have confidence in the Gardaí. But people, I've been on the JPC, Joint Police Committee, for the last number of years in Kerry, and I hear the difficulties that are experienced there. And the guards, while it's important that they are resourced, people have to have confidence in them, and the guards have a role to play in that as well. I'll never forget canvassing one time in an estate in Tralee where there had never been a burglary, and someone had three locks on the door before she would open the door on a Saturday afternoon at about 4 p.m. So it's part of the guards' role that they must eliminate the fear of crime as well as eliminate crime and the causes of crime. So that's an important thing, that the guards have to get that message out. There's obviously been a difficulty with white collar crime. Fraud has increased greatly over the last number of years, particularly during COVID. And in the cities, then, in particular, you have a rising antisocial behaviour problem. Perhaps maybe we could look at, like they have in Scotland, a youth justice agency or a specific youth justice strategy, so that we can deal with some of those issues. Pretty, we saw what happened there in the cities. So there are some of the issues. I'd be hoping to work with our team. I've a good team, I think, behind me to dig deep into the problems that are there and hopefully come up with some solutions.
You mentioned court delays and court time there. A story we covered here on Radio Kerry a number of weeks ago was the issue of the wider issue. It was based on one case, but it's a wider issue of multiple offences from the same offender, someone locked into drug and alcohol addiction, coming before the court time and time again for petty crime and ending up being sent to prison. What needs to be done there to try and what's your view on the treatment versus punishment aspect of that side of what clogs up our court system and sends people through a revolving door into our prisons, our already overcrowded prisons?
Well, one issue that I found particularly in Kerry was that there was a lot of people in substandard accommodation. Maybe they were homeless. And I remember one case in particular where time and time again I asked the council and I asked the judge that if, and I told the judge that if this person received adequate accommodation rather than living in a hostel with a lot of drug and alcohol around them, that her life could be transformed. Eventually, the council, after being in emergency accommodation for over a decade and a long history of crime there, her life has been turned around since she had some stability in her life. But we also had a meeting last summer with the Governor of Mountjoy, and his view is that short sentences really don't achieve anything for people who are coming before the courts on a regular basis, because by the time they're getting into the system and about to start some, or potentially start some sort of a courses to help them, they are released. And that was a message that the Governor of Mountjoy wanted to get across to the judiciary in particular. You know, but there is a balance there, and people, you know, if people come before the courts all the time, there is, you know, maybe sometimes, and I thought myself, and particularly working in Dublin in the courts, that sometimes people need to be off the streets for a while to give themselves a break more than anything else. But it certainly, it's a problem out there. We do see multiple offenders going, but it's more than just punish them, send them to jail, and put them back into the same situation where they were before they were incarcerated.
Okay, if you and you're spokesperson for justice now for Sinn Féin, if Sinn Féin are successful in the next election, the prospect would be perhaps maybe a Sinn Féin minister for justice, perhaps even you. Would your party, do you think, enjoy the confidence of An Garda Síochána, especially given over recent days the tweet from your party colleague Ón Oibríonn of that painting, and that adjusted painting showing Gardaí involved in an historical eviction in this country? A lot of criticism from opposition politicians and from the AGSI, who are having their conference this week, about the decision of Ón Oibríonn to post that and draw Gardaí into the eviction debate.
Yeah, well, look, Ón Oibríonn, if anyone knows him, I have no doubt that he did not mean that post to be perceived in the way that it was. I think some of the government Fine Gael TDs maybe, to use the footballing parlance, went down a little bit easy on that one. They created a larger fuss than they knew, I think, that he didn't really mean to offend.
The guards weren't happy, though. The AGSI was not happy. Yeah. They came out very critical of his decision to tweet.
And I know yesterday, because I spoke to Owen about it yesterday, and he didn't have any intention to criticise Gardaí. He spoke to Anthony Cunningham of the AGSI, and he, I, in fact, after being appointed yesterday, have sent an email to the AGSI asking for a meeting to discuss issues going forward on a regular basis. I speak to individual Gardaí, and in the committees as well, we have dealt with AGSI, GRA on a number of occasions, and also have met with Drew Harris twice in relation to various issues. When you're knocking around the courts, as long as I was, Gerry, you know, you have to deal with guards on a very regular basis, going in and out of Garda stations, probably in every Garda station in Dublin at some stage or other, and in Kerry. You know, you have to deal with them on a practical level, and I've no doubt that I can continue to do that. I don't see any problem going forward. I know that...
Was it unwise to do it? Given the Gardaí are already under enough pressure, as you mentioned, antisocial behaviour and Gardaí being attacked, and figures of criticism within some communities in this country, pulling them into the debate like that hardly is going to help things for their image, is it?
Yeah, look, I think Owen does regret the way that the whole thing was perceived. There wasn't any intention to do that. And just interestingly, in the last 2 weeks... Drew Harris had announced that they were actually revising the way they deal with evictions. Many guards that I spoke to were not comfortable with that, but there are other issues affecting Gardaí as well, and many more Gardaí, I think, were upset by they can't get a place to rent in Dublin, they definitely can't afford to buy in Dublin, and their terms and conditions of their employment have other consequences where it's difficult to get and recruit Gardaí at the moment. But I think that that issue over the tweet, sometimes things happen on Twitter. I'm not on it yet anyway, so these things happen. But I think it was patched up, and they, Antoinette Cunningham from the AGSI and Owen O'Brien had a conversation yesterday and seems to put it to bed.